In a world of goblins, monsters, and demons, many questions are asked, but few are answered. But when a group of heroes rises up to answer the call of adventure, they will find themselves asking and answering the same question again and again. Are we dead yet?
Somebody help me recap.
We dead.
We
attempted to storm the ship of suspected pirates, I assume. Before we burned the ship down, Lyra thought Gouda had abandoned us and started chucking swords. We had a party.
I was naked.
You were naked. Lyra chucked swords and weapons into the bay because she was pissed. She has anger issues. Harold just kind of stood there and watched lights off in the distance.
I thought they were ladybugs.
Zinfer exploded ice knives at the crew members.
I also made the Molotov cocktails.
And then we sailed on the boat. Damien pretended to be Ned. Ned.
Lyra got to do the cool ascension of the gods thing and throw Molotovs at people. That was fun.
People were burning. All right, and then you stuck the stick in the dude.
Yeah, you stuck your immovable rod
on
the dude.
Burning. He was on fire.
Also, I need some clarification. Did you put it long ways on top of him or
long ways?
Tall, so it's flat against him.
Yeah,
against
his. Okay. So it's literally just floating there above the water.
That's what I needed.
And then the mast fell on the ship and cracked
it into four pieces. You did the vines. So you like made the vines.
I didn't do
grow.
Shit
Who
with
did
vines?
The vines?
I made the vines.
Oh, you made the vines.
The druid.
And then
Sherman threw the Molotov cocktail.
I was
going to
say one of you set the vines on fire, and that was
Sherman.
Pretty much the.
That was me.
Them's the game.
Yeah,
that was the game.
And then Gouda and Damien died.
They got knocked out.
They're not dead.
Lyra has 2 HP, and 2 spell slots.
All Damien was trying to do was trying to do the right and good thing. He didn't even, like, do anything, really, and he got fucking crushed.
The Herald is fine.
He just failed. And then he got punched in the face. I think. No, he didn't get punched.
Zimfer, Lyra, Herald. I still have all my spells. Give me athletics checks.
Sure.
Gouda and Damien, give me death saving throws.
Whoa. This is brutal.
That is a 17 for Harold.
That is a 6.
I would like to preface this by when the mast fell, Lyra took a big deep breath and is holding her breath, but she rolled a 4.
I'll take it. 2 pass saves. I need, so Harold got a 17. Zimfer.
I got a 6.
Got a 6.
And I got a 4.
Oh, God. The mast comes down on top of the ship, splitting it 3 ways. It's down the middle where it sat. And then down long ways from where it connected with the rest of the ship. Gouda and Damien do not manage to jump out of the way in time and take the full force of the mass coming down on top of them. And as blackness starts to envelop you, you feel water surrounding you as you are passing out.
We're all squished and crushed like little
Harold,
bugs.
Zimfer, and Lyra are knocked off of the ship when the mast comes and connects with the rest of it. And when you fall into the water, Lyra and Zimfer, you guys are just, you're exhausted from the recent sequence of events and fighting on this boat, and you just can't manage the strength to swim, and you start to fall deeper into the ocean. Lyra, you said you were holding your breath?
Yes.
So, crushing black, you as you're looking around, you can make out some bodies. Some are moving, some are not. And you just see shit just falling into the water all around you. Harold, you fall in, and then you just kind of kick your feet a bit, and you're up top and floating on top of the water there.
Good. Yes. Backstroke.
I would like to go under.
Okay.
And with my devil's sight, I would like to try and locate the locations of my friends, whoever is closest to me.
Perfect. Perception.
fuck.
That's a nat one. For a 67%.
Two in my time, these are fun.
You take 9 damage. As you come below the surface just enough to take a peek around the water, you don't notice that the mass has now rolled off of the ship and fallen on top of you.
Ouch.
Oh. Jeez.
And you begin to sink.
Can I cast light on, like, I don't know, like my body armor or something so I can, like, kind of see where I'm at?
That's a go, my friend.
Okay. Yeah. So now I've got, like, this beacon of light just... And I am also going to start looking for my friends now.
Okay, so you now shed a bright light 20 feet radius around you.
Yeah.
There you go.
So Zinfer is going to attempt to transform into a wolf.
A wolf?
A wolf, because...
He's too low level for swim
speed. You can't have
I can't transform into anything that swims, but I'm dangerously close to death.
You could.
So...
You can just give me another athletics.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. And you give me a check, you're probably not too far from the surface that I would allow you to reach it.
I'm going to use a different dice, one that's not going to screw me, and get a 17. Awesome.
Okay, so you make an athletics check. You are sinking. You are now shedding a bright light. What were you trying to do with that?
I was going to try and look for any fallen friends.
Perception. Give me another one, I dare you.
Yes. 19.
19. Awesome. So you take your hand and you literally just thump yourself in the chest, and then you just boom, light is just shining all around you, and you immediately just start swimming around trying to locate your buddies here. You see most of the ship has now come descended into the water, and you can. You said 19?
Yes.
You can make these two out, caught up in a bunch of the rubble, falling into the ocean with the boat. You see Zimfer here manage to make his way to the top of the water there. And Harold here is currently sinking with a giant mass on top of him.
Well, I trust that Harold, since he walked out of the water, knows how to walk in the water. So I'm going to go to the two squishy folk and try to help them.
Okay. Do you have a swim speed? So. Athletics.
Oh, that's not bad. That's 13.
Perfect. I will say... I'll say you, in this round, you make it 15 feet swimming.
Sure.
Forward towards them.
Zinfer's going to attempt to follow in order to help.
What do we even look
knocked
like?
Out people.
Are we just floating?
No, we're like trapped sinking. In between like the mast and the ship and some rubble.
I need death saving throws from
here we go again.
Gouda and Damien.
Oh, I failed.
So did Zoe.
Damn!
Oh, fuck.
We're going down together, I guess.
All right, it's one pass, one fail each.
As consciousness starts to finally leave you, you feel water start to envelop in your lungs.
Oh, that's rough.
Zinfer, you were going to help...
Yeah,
Lyra here?
Attempt to follow Lyra in order to help our compatriots.
Perfect.
So that's 11.
An 11 for athletics to swim. Yep. Swim. Okay, cool. So yeah, I'll say you're moving just about as fast as Lyra here. You're moving behind. And as you start to swim, amongst all the commotion, you know, you hear several people yelling, people screaming. There's the roar of fire from like the bit of boat that's still above the water here. You start to hear another commotion, from the dark behind you. You hear yelling and you hear a bunch of, movements in the water, like disturbance.
If you see Ned, punch him out.
I don't know what to do about that.
Sounds so scary.
It's a later problem.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow's inverse problem.
That is, yeah. I'm going to focus on rescuing our friends rather than the horrible noises I hear behind me.
I'll pay you a life tomorrow to save a life today.
They're bad people anyways, as far as we assume they're bad people.
Harold, what do you want to do?
I want to get out from underneath this dang mask that just totally blindsided me.
Okay.
I'm
going
to
say... No, I don't want to be that mean. Go ahead, give me an athletics.
10.
I will say that you manage to roll the log off from on top of you. You are still descending.
Yay.
Next move, anybody?
I'm going
to... You're making your way towards...
Yeah, how close... Damien, so I made 15 feet. How close
am I
now?
You were thrown... You made 15 feet. You were probably... from them, I want to say 30 feet total, like going down and forward. So
okay.
Go ahead, give me the roll first.
Sure. Hey, that's 21.
Perfect. I'm going to say that you clear the 30 feet now that you're descending and you just, your instincts kick in with the water here and you just power down. And you see Gouda and Damien, like I said, they are both caught up in a bunch of the rubble on the ship here with stuff still on top of them, pinning them, and they are unconscious.
So I'm going to think a prayer of like healing towards my god and reach out and grab whoever the first one that I can grab and cast Cure Wounds on them.
Cure Wounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that 1d8?
Should be.
7.
Who are you choosing?
I am going to probably choose Gouda.
Gouda?
Yeah.
Perfect. So you reach out and touch little Gouda here, and all of a sudden, your eyes shoot open, and you start to choke on water.
And then I will just point at Damien, like...
Okay.
Like that. Like, you point at Gouda, then point at Damien.
Let's give Gouda a turn.
Okay.
You are currently pinned by some debris, and you have no air.
I'm going to obviously attempt to break free.
Perfect.
What do you want for that?
Strength or athletics.
What about acrobatics?
You know what? If you want to, I'm going to say the DC will be higher.
19.
You use the momentum of the ship falling and the way you just braced yourself and you manage to roll out of all of the stuff on top of you. And you start to make your way towards the surface, or...
Yeah, I need some fucking air.
We'll say you're doing that. Damien.
I'm not alive.
I know. I need a save.
No! Okay. Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
That's 4.
A fail.
Oh.
It's okay. I'm still right there. Like, my next turn, I got you.
Let's hope nothing bad happens to Lyra. Zimfer, what are you doing? Do you want to descend and help them with Damien here? You want to do something else? By the way, the commotion is getting closer. You cannot make out quite what it is, but...
You know it's there.
You do make out voices.
Oh!
Wow, that's creepy!
At least it's voices and not just swimming.
Yeah.
It's probably someone nice.
Yeah, it's much more likely to be someone nice if we can hear them.
I'm sure Krakens are nice people.
Only nice people sail in the middle of the night.
What if it's more of the bad guy?
They're like 30 feet down below us.
Yeah. They're still descending, so I'm going to say 40 at this point.
40. I probably won't be able to get down there soon enough to... So yeah, I'm going to attempt to try and find large enough pieces of rubble in order to use as flotation devices.
Perception. goody.
Did you get one?
He did.
Did you get one?
He won. Yes.
We are not starting off good.
I wanted to make this stressful, but hot damn, guys.
6. Hey, that's not bad.
6% bad. 6%. Okay, so I only failed a little.
A
little failure. Teeny tiny bit.
You're going to take 3 damage as swimming around. You're trying to locate something to use as a raft, and a piece of debris behind you catches you in the head and cuts you open.
That's going to knock me out.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I should have healed myself is what I should have done.
I think it's Harold's turn.
I think, okay.
What does Harold want to do? Move up?
Move up, try and get somebody who's sinking that I see is friendly.
Do you want to try and locate friendlies, or do you want to just start moving up?
I feel like I'm pretty far down right now, so I'm just going to keep moving up to...
You activated Devil Sight, right?
I always have
Lyra's still,
on,
like,
yeah.
Glowing,
so that
though,
allows you to see for up to, like, 120 feet,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, clearly.
Yeah.
I'm worried about making another perception check.
You don't have to. So what I'm saying is you won't take any kind of disadvantage. You can see clearly. But if you don't want to make the extra roll, don't. You guys aren't doing well anyway.
I know.
It's a bad, bad
That's
time.
Two perception checks in a row that have gotten ones.
I know the next one's going to kill you guys. I can feel it.
Try this dice. I had seen where everyone was. No, I got hit by the fucking thing. Never mind. Yeah, I'm just going to swim up.
Okay.
Also, no one knows I've been knocked out.
No, nobody knows about you.
12.
I'm just going to float away.
Let's see. How far did we say you fell down? You were probably...
It was for a full turn, so like 6 seconds of a heavy-ass thing. I'd probably say full max speed, 30 feet.
I can't really argue the logic. So 30 feet, we'll say you ascend 20 feet.
Yay.
Lyra.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out, grab Damien this time, and heal Damien with my last spell slot.
Perfect.
You should heal yourself and spare the dying Damien.
That's really not a bad idea.
How bad are you doing, though?
I have two HP.
You probably want to do that,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I would spare the dying.
Please, we don't want to knock someone else
unconscious. Okay, fine, I will heal myself.
You don't. I do.
I will heal myself and grab Damien to start
Perfect.
Swimming up.
Do it.
Oh, 11.
Yeah.
At least someone's doing somewhat well.
So I'm up at 13 now. And then, yeah, and then spare the dying, so you are now stabilized.
So no more saves. You're good, you're just not awake.
Cool, so I'm still at just negative 2 or 0?
You're at 0.
Okay.
And then I guess on my next turn is probably when I'll start ascending.
I'll start letting you move on your next turn,
sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
so hang on, you stabilized her. You're still going to have to clear her out of like debris and stuff
okay.
on your next turn.
I haven't gone yet. I was,
no, it is. It's your,
yeah,
it's your turn.
I was trying to get up to the surface.
Yeah, just give me another roll.
I need to breathe. And this has to be athletics because
yes.
we're I'm swimming now. I can't use my acrobatics to swim. 14?
14. And last turn you made how many feet?
You did not tell me.
I didn't? Oh, okay.
Not actually, bad. Last turn I literally just got free. You said I started swimming to the surface
and
moved on.
I'm tired of punishing you guys unintentionally, so I'm going to say that you make the surface.
Us.
Punish me, Daddy.
We ain't done yet.
what?
You make a last-ditch effort and just boost yourself up, and as you breach the surface there, you just inhale the deepest breath you've ever taken, and you're coughing up water, and then no sooner do you finally start to, like, become aware of your surroundings, that you also hear commotion in the water and voices and yelling getting closer and calling out commands.
Can I look towards it?
You can on your next turn.
Okay.
Zimfer. You pass.
16. Awesome. That's the good dice. That's the one I'm using.
You are fighting for consciousness, my friend.
Oh.
Is it your turn?
It would be my turn.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
Harold's.
It's yours, and then it's you.
Yeah.
That's right.
As I'm swimming up, I would like to attempt to invoke the name of Valkyr for a helpful boost in helping me and my allies out of this water as a warlock. Just be like, hey, dude.
You reach out to your patron in a desperate time, and when you feel yourself reach out and try to make a connection... You are met with wrath and anger.
Sounds about right.
The fuck did you do?
I think we know what we did.
No, you don't, but you gonna.
No.
I need a wisdom save.
13.
Sure. And so as you feel this, the wrath of your patron just like enveloping you, you're getting flashes of... the depths of the ocean, flashes of wreckage, swords, and then you clearly you see this creature flash before you several times, and the vision ends and the connection breaks.
Did I just summon a Kraken?
So was there initially not a Kraken?
I don't know.
And now there's a Kraken.
The warlock done fucked up.
Lyra.
Yes.
What are we doing?
We are gonna... So I've got a hold of Damien, and I've stabilized him.
Okay.
So I'm going to start sailing up towards the water.
Sailing?
You know what I mean.
Summon a boat and just...
Now you're gonna levitate.
No, we'll start making our way up to the surface.
Did we already clear the debris off of Damien?
Oh, no, I guess I have to do that. Yeah,
strength or athletics?
Same diff. 13.
Perfect. You manage to pull her out of everything. You shoulder her and start to make your way towards the surface. I'm going to say your current athletics check will count towards your swim speed. Sure. And you ascend 20 feet.
Okay. Also, Damien's a him.
My bad.
No, it's okay.
All right, I would like to see who is approaching on the water and what's causing all this commotion. So you want a perception roll?
I do.
We are 1 for 3 with perception rolls today, so...
22.
My heart is broken. 22?
22,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool, give me a dex save, too.
Oh.
Motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
John, get your life together.
Roly-poly there.
11.
You turn around just in time to see several men, humans, a few dwarves, elf-like, approaching on a boat, all head to toe in armor resembling that of the city guard for Saltmarsh.
Hey!
That's either a good thing or a bad thing, though.
They don't like us. Yeah.
No sooner do you see this that you also see an oar connect with the side of your face.
Oh, God.
And you lose consciousness.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Zimfer.
Got that death save. 5. That's a fail.
I just want to say, payback's a bitch.
Oh, he's mad because we went off the...
Aww. This is what happens when you go off the track.
Don't play off the book.
Right.
Now remember, kids, don't play with fire now.
So you have 1 pass, 1 fail?
Yep.
Perfect. And as you're struggling to maintain consciousness and you feel yourself sinking deeper into the water, you feel the water start to fill your lungs and you begin to choke on it. Did you break the surface?
No. I feel like I was pretty far down.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to keep track of everybody.
He's sinking now, right?
He sure is.
He's this giant fucking body out of the rest of the other fucking bodies. I'm going to swim towards him.
Cool.
Displacing a lot of water.
Yeah. 12.
You start to make your way towards him, but...
We can use him as a raft.
There's a bit of distance between you guys.
Well, it's one of those, we should meet somewhere in the middle.
Lyra?
Swimming to the top.
Perfect.
And Damien, or not Damien, Gouda. Is Gouda sinking or is he just unconscious?
You don't see Gouda. Are you looking up?
Well, I have to be because I'm swimming
Perfect.
Up.
Perfect. Well, I don't know. Just because you're swimming up doesn't mean you're actually looking. You could be paying attention to her or something like that.
Lyra is comfortable in her strength to hold on to.
Okay. Then I also want a perception from you.
Sure.
But I will give you that you do not see Gouda.
Okay.
They pulled me up under the boat, didn't they?
You're unconscious. You don't know
Perception?
Shit.
Perception?
Yeah.
That's 11.
The bright light is making it kind of hard for you to see past the surface. But you do see several shadows on top of the water from where you are approaching.
Sure.
And athletics for the swimming?
Yeah.
If you're going to keep moving up?
Yep. And I'm going to be swimming to an area that doesn't have a whole bunch of shadows because I don't want to accidentally hit something when we're going
to
breach.
I mean, so there's
breach.
Enough space for you to breach, like, in between something.
Sure. Okay. 13.
Perfect. I will say that you managed to break the surface. And as you do, I also need a dex saving throw.
No. You know what? Let's go big one. Go big or go home,
go
right?
Go big.
Oh, no.
Let's go. Oh.
That's a 4. We're good, guys. 4 total.
You got smacked by a 10.
You hear the commotion as you break. You hear commotion of voices and, like, movement in what sounds like boats and movement in the water. And you barely have time to try and take a look around when you feel something connect with the back of your head. And you feel Damien slip from your hands as you lose consciousness.
Oars are just the deadliest thing.
When we get to town, I'm buying an
oar.
I'm
not at 0 HP, though, right? I'm just unconscious from getting hit in the head. Okay.
I'm buying an oar as soon as we get to town.
Wait, but I'm, like, floating, like, again? Right? Can we use our weapons? Can we use oars as weapons now?
Yeah, they were made of wood. Zinfer's gonna get an oar.
Hidden property. When you have a successful hit, you also knock your target unconscious.
It's like a Vorpal
so
oar.
So long as they're humanoid, have a head, and can be unconscious.
Just throwing it out there, I have no reason an oar couldn't be a quarterstaff.
No, there isn't.
I just feel so loved right now. I'm just floating in the middle of the sea.
No, you're sinking now.
I'm sinking again.
Again?
Again!
Well, we breached the surface and I was holding you, so, you know, maybe now your buoyancy is kicking in.
Yeah.
The thing I'm worried about is she hasn't had a chance to take a full breath of air.
Yeah, you're not dying,
quite some
but
time
you're
now.
Still not
I thought
breathing.
I spared the dying.
You got spared the dying, yeah. But you're still inhaling water.
You're not bleeding out anymore. But
oh shit, well okay,
spare the dying is like I'm gonna stop your soul from leaving your body.
But my body might die. So what if my body dies?
You become a ghost. Damn it, Jim, I'm a cleric, not a necromancer.
Gouda, Damien, and Lyra are all currently unconscious. Zinfer is currently dying and sinking. And Harold is making a last-ditch effort to save his big furry friend.
Big, yeah.
Maybe everyone, too, at the same time.
Are we continuing this pursuit?
Has he rolled his death saving throw yet?
Oh, that is right, yeah.
Could you not maybe remind us sometimes?
I need to follow the rules. Oh, and I'm dead.
And he's dead.
Oh, shit!
Bye-bye.
Bye, Zinfer.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
For some reason, it seems that Zinfer starts to sink faster, as if his life has finally left him. What do you do?
I'm still going to grab his ass.
You still want to grab him?
Yeah.
Perfect.
If anything, he deserves to be buried among the trees.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I want perception.
Stop with the perceptions. We're all dying because... Okay. Unnatural 20.
Something is coming behind you.
Oh, what the fuck?
You detect movements and breaks in the light from behind you. What do you want to do?
I'm
just move forward. Do you turn around? Do you?
I mean, I want to grab this body before it gets out of reach. Because he's falling super fast now.
16 to hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That misses.
That misses. Perfect. You feel the water break behind you, and now you can't help but turn around and you see someone has approached you in the water, and they have some kind of needle in their hand, and they took a swipe at you. Two more are swimming up behind you.
What a fucking douchebag.
We fucked up, you guys. We fucked up.
Oh, no.
We messed with the wrong boat.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast his ass.
That's cool.
Unnatural 20.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
What is that? That is a 4. And with my agonizing blast, I add my charisma, so that is 8.
You light this dude up point blank, and he just gets launched back.
Yeah,
and then you see him go. You see him go limp, and he starts to fall into the water.
Good, fuck you, Zinfer. I'm coming for you.
And I'm just
24 to hit.
That one does hit.
All our hopes now lie on one. Battered Warforged.
The irony, by the way, right now in the podcast name, are we dead
6 damage
yet? Has never felt so literal.
We're relying on our most trigger happy companion here.
I'm gonna go this one. Con save.
Mm-hmm.
As in 8. So that
is it
12.
Against being poisoned?
Yes, is it against being poisoned?
No.
Okay. Then 12.
That's a fail.
Am I dead too now?
You feel as he makes connection with your chest on this swing, you feel something enter your chest, and then all of a sudden, you feel kind of limp, and you start to tunnel out, and you lose consciousness.
Ow.
No.
Oh, great,
I've
now we're
been
all
so
conscious.
Elegantly railroaded in a D&D session in my life.
Thank you.
I mean, if we die, we die.
No,
this is funny.
I promised I wasn't going to kill you.
Nobody's no, Zinfer's dead.
Promise broken. Right? To be fair, yeah. He didn't roll Zinfer's dice for him.
So, Lyra, Damien, Harold, Gouda, and Zimfer.
Is this Remember how we're all order. Dying?
Gouda, when consciousness left your body, the last thing you saw was blackness and several men surrounding you as you began to fall back into the water. And you elegantly slide into a dream state.
Dream sequence.
And in this dream state, we recall the day that sets you on your current adventuring quest. We come across a small meadow where Gouda has decided to embark on a spiritual journey, is what we'll call it, with some very special medicines from a local dealer. Is that too on the nose?
herbs are a good way to describe it as well.
What kind of herbs are these?
That good kush.
To be fair, it was an accident.
It was an accident?
I was going to go on an adventure, but then I got high.
You flash through different parts of your journey here, walking through the woods, interacting with life and some nature, some of the animals. You recall a certain owlbear approaching you, looking quite dangerous. And you remember being saved by the one you now call Master, the small squirrel that came to your aid, that set you on the path that you currently are on, as in one hit, it sends the owlbear flying away from you and then scurries back into the tree.
Oh.
You recall the feeling of just pure awe and hoping to one day acquire that kind of that power, the one hit KO.
Uh-huh.
And ever since, you have treated the squirrel as your master. You reminisce on the offerings, on the random sightings through different bigger parts of your journey here. And you your last vision is of your master before your eyes snap open. Everyone is now slowly regaining consciousness. You awaken. All of you immediately feel cold, dampness. You hear some, like, walking in the distance.
So I Damien, feel normal.
You immediately recognize your cell.
Oh, no! Hey, at least I'm alive, though.
They reserved this one just for you at this point.
I'm still alive. Yay, I'm not unconscious anymore.
Oh, where are we?
I believe this is the jail cell. You know, I've been here quite a few times.
It must be nice here, then.
Yeah, it's not too bad. The food's pretty average, but, I mean, it'll make do. Guard's not so attractive, though, if I may say.
That is a surprise coming from you.
Yeah, they have a really bad personality.
Lyra is prostrate on the ground, praying.
Okay.
She's not taking this very well.
My dad's gonna kill me.
Essentially.
Procan's gonna kick my ass.
Fuck you, Valkyr.
Do we have any of our gear, or are we just in, like...
No.
Okay.
Are we naked?
Common clothes. A tunic, pants. You don't even have shoes.
Do I have all my appendages?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Just making sure.
We're gonna take your parts off.
I mean, I've got my magic arm, and I've got a lockpick in my other hand, so...
What if they don't know
wondering.
About it? What if they don't know about it? Stop questioning it.
They don't. That's why I was asking.
And Zinfer is with us?
Yeah.
Are you currently looking for Zinfer? Are you locating your friends?
Yeah, I'll sit up and look around. And
once you realize your situation, you immediately rise and move forward to the cell gate here to try and... locate your other companions here, and you do see across from you and next to you, all of them are also currently residing in cells with you, Zimver included.
Hey!
Am I alive and conscious, or...?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're up.
What's our health for those who are not doing so hot?
You guys have... You technically get the effects of a long rest.
It's a long rest?
Yes.
Sweet!
Zimver's gonna hold his head and be like, whew, Never again. Never again will you get me near that... What the bloody hell did you call it? The sea?
The ocean, yeah. It's pretty great.
Pretty great. That was bollocks.
It's the fire that's bad.
You know...
Don't
I don't mind
water.
The ocean, but that was pretty disturbing, actually.
I think the ocean caused more problems than the fire.
Yeah.
No, it was definitely the fire.
Does anyone remember what happened?
Yeah.
I kind of don't remember anything.
Yeah, a lot of concussions going around.
Fun fact, we all forgot what happened.
I got
speared.
I remember grabbing you.
Do I have a spear in me or like a...
No, you're fine.
And I had you, and as soon as we got to the surface, it all went dark again.
Huh.
Yeah, not my best day, got to admit.
Don't think it was anyone's best day, honestly.
Is there a guard posted?
No, you, so the situation is you're currently in a dead-end corridor.
Yeah.
That is just 10 cells lined up on a wall. Then there's a set of stairs that goes up into an actual, like, stairway there. You can hear footsteps coming from there and a bit of commotion. That's about it.
Okay.
That is all the guard presence. Yeah.
Should we wait until someone comes down?
Is that the play?
Well, we shouldn't probably make more trouble for ourselves. That would probably not end well.
That's true.
I'm probably in for it as it is when I get back to the temple.
Yeah, you might not want to go back to the
temple.
Yeah,
but TikTok's there. I got to get him.
Yeah.
For comedic effect, right? As Lyra is saying that, the lockpick hand has come out, and I'm like, pause.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
I just don't
and
think...
And it goes back. It's like, damn it.
Go, gadget, lockpick.
While we're down here, I'm going to call out and just be like, hey, we're all awake. Hey, can we get out now?
They're very rude people.
There is no response. You guys just chill and wait.
Seems kind of like the best course of action here. I'm going to look around my cell. Mm-hmm. Do I see anything of note inside my cell?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay.
It's a very average
no
cell.
No turds to light on fire.
Where is my cell in relation to the stairs going up? Like, can I see the stairs going up?
You can, yeah. So it's just one corridor, and then all the cells are on either side of it. I will say yours is on the very end on the left.
Okay.
But you can poke, like, your eyes through the bars and see the stairs there.
Are there any, like, stones or anything?
Stones.
Yeah, like, just a little, like, rock or some small object that I could pick up.
I mean, there's torches.
It's going to get their attention.
Are you going to get a pebble, put light on it, and throw it down the hallway?
Don't even have to throw it. Levitate it all the way up the stairs. But no, it's okay. I'll wait.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll be a good girl.
We should, probably wait.
And that's how you break a wild horse.
Hey there, Yetis. Thanks for listening to another episode of the show. We here at oneuppodcast.com have a lot of other great shows that we are going to be bringing you soon. We want you guys to check out our website, oneuppodcast.com, for more information. Also, be sure to follow the show on Twitter, at Are We Dead Yet Pod. Be sure to tweet at us using the hashtag Yetis, and we'll try and use your name as an NPC in an upcoming episode. Until next time, keep rolling dice. We'll see you soon. Bye.